This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how even now, we still don't realize what God will do for us. After the Lord's Supper, Jesus began to prepare his disciples for his physical departure. He told them, "Don't be troubled. You trust God. Now trust in me. If you know who I am, then you also know who my Father is." The disciples were still somewhat confused, and so Philip responded, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus replied, "Don't you even yet know who I am?" And Philip's response reminded me of how sometimes we can behave today. Even yet we doubt after all of the ways God has shown himself to us. We tell ourselves, "I just need God to reveal himself in my current dilemma just one more time to feel satisfied." And sometimes, until he does, a cloud of doubt might hover over us. If Jesus is to speak to us like his disciples, I feel like he might be saying to us, "After all of the times I reveal myself to you, answered your prayers, both spoken and unspoken, don't you even yet know who I am?" When we focus more on the problems of the day, more so than our problem solver, we regress spiritually. Instead, let us dwell on who God is by clinging to these words. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Isaiah 40:28. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, dwell on your problem solver.